Truma is considered Reishis. It's called Reishis. It's the first thing. What does that mean? Sheshireho Nikoron LeYisrael. So when you take off Truma, Truma is you have a pile of wheat. Now the locher is, it's Hevel. You're not allowed to eat it. When you take off Truma, you set aside some part of Truma, that makes that this, it belongs to the Kayin, and the rest of it though now is Mutta for Yisrael to eat it. There has to be Nikr, the rest over, that now there's a Chilik, there's a Heter on it. Yotzes Azul Mashenkin, our case here by Chomitz, Shein Shireh Nikorim. The leftover part of this Chomitz is not Nikr, it's Vaiter Osetit. Since it's Chomitz on Pesach, that you can't eat it, so it's not called Nikr. The Shirai in the leftover, after you took the Truma, has the same Halacha Isra as it had before. Rashi says, the Yom HaKra Reishis, Mashma Shetehi Reishis. The Truma is considered the first thing. The Elu Shirayim Nikorim, and the leftover is now Nikr that it becomes Mutter. Shetehi Matirosel Yisrael, that the leftover Peris now is Mutter for Yisrael to eat. Now, vi b'mafrish trumas chometz, if you're telling me now on Pesach, you're taking chometz and make that the truma, my heter yesh b'shireho, what kind of heter is chal on the leftover chometz? Shetei reishison oise shirayim, to say that now the truma has one din, and the leftover has a new heter. What kind of heter is it? Ki heve mi koren tevel, just like before you took off truma, it was tevel. What's the loch of tevel? Heve shori banor, tevel is muta banor, the asurim achila, but you're not allowed to eat tevel until first you take off truma. Hashtanami. Now here, even after you took off the truma, it has the same halachah. Shori banor, we're going to quote from Yossi Aglili that chometz tak is true. It's muta banor in Pesach, or the asurim achila mishum chometz. Olin yin mai heavy shirayim. Nagei to what? It's called the shirayim. That's why truma can't be chal. Truma, the pshat is that before you took off truma, everything was osir. It's tevel. You're not allowed to eat it. When you set aside truma, that makes it that the leftover part becomes mutter. But if you do that on Pesach, you have chametz. You have this wheat, that's tevel. And the wheat became chametz. If you want to set aside some wheat to make the truma, the rest over is the same halach. It's weiter osir. So that's not called shirayim nikorim. That's the Funa Bread of Yeshua's Teretz. So the more Yossi Rav Acha bar Rav Avia, Kamed Rav Chizda, in front of Rav Chizda, the Yossi V'yoma Mishred Rav Yechon, he went over and said Alochin Rav Yechon, a new Alochin now, Anovim Shenitmo, if you have grapes that became Tommy, regular grapes that are Tommy, Dorchon, I give you an etzah now, how to make the wine, when you want to press the wine should still be tor. I'll give you an etzah, how to make tomadika grapes, that the wine should become tor. What's the etzah? Dorchon, pochus mikibaya. Press them down, each grape, by itself, less than a kibetza. Make sure each grape is less than the size of a kibetza. Mela v'yenom, koshlo nesochim. In such a way, the wine that comes out of this grape is tor, and it's mamash mutter to use in the Beis HaMikdash. It's koshal in the sochim. Now, what's the Hezbo? What kind of answer is this? Alma, we see that Rav Acha bar Avia held that sovar, mashkin miskat pkidi. That you have juice inside a grape, it's not considered part of the grape. The juice inside is like a glass. You have a glass, and inside there's water. The water inside is not part of the glass. The water is a piece by itself. There's juice inside the grape, which is not part of the grape itself. It's not the pshat the juice inside is mivla, is just swallowed into the grape. No. Miskat poker means it's like stored away there. There's a bunch of water inside the grape. That's not considered part of the grape. The mela, when the sherbets touched the outside of the grape, only the grape became tummy. The water inside did not become tummy. Liyemus komet tumoi. When does it become tummy? L'chisochetlu. When you squeeze out the grape, and now the juice comes out, now you have a mashka, you have liquid. So locher is, the grape, that's tummy, could be metama the liquid. Avazor l'chisochetlu, when you squeeze out the grape, lesser l'shiyurei. You don't have a shir kibetza. That's the locher. The shir of an oichel, anything of an oichel that's tummy, it could only be metama something else if you have the size of a betza, the size of an egg here. If you have less than the size of an egg, so even though the meat, or here the grape, became tummy, it can't be metama something else. So we're saying now, when the sheretz touched his grape, it was only metama the outside grape, not the inside juice. It didn't become tummy. When does it become tummy? When you squeeze it, when it comes out, now the juice becomes juice. It's touching the grape. But since the grape is less than a kibetza, it's not matama the grape. Therefore, the juice, the wine that comes out is torah. For the Gemara, if that's true, ihochi, kibetza nami. One he given ace only. You have to have a grape less than the size of an egg. Let's take a grape exactly the size of an egg. It would also be mutter. Why? Because when does the juice become juice? When it comes out of the grape. When it comes out of the grape now is less than a beitza. If the grape matchila was the exact size of an egg, so when you start squeezing the juice out, the first drop that comes out makes the grape a little bit less than a beitza. So the grape is not the size of a beitza. Again, it can't be matama the juice. So why do you say only because the grape is less than a beitza, even if the grape would be exactly the size of an egg, it'd also be Torah, the juice that comes out. Because it's only metamrit when the juice comes out. When the juice leaves the grape becomes less than a beitza. It has no koyach to metam something else. And I'll bring you raya. The Yotanan, we learned like this. Tomei mace, a person that touched a mace. So the person now is called a tomei mace, he's a navatumba. She'er shochad zesim v'yanovim. So shochad, he squashed out now grapes and olives. Is alocha kibetza mechavonis. If each grape or each olive by itself was the exact size of a beitza, of an egg, or else you had two or three together, that together they're exactly the size of a beitza, tohirim, the juice that comes out is tor for this svara. That when does it first become tamei? When the juice leaves the olive or the grape. When it leaves it, now the grape becomes less than a beitza. So it has no shear to matama something else. So why do you tell me the Rav Acha said over, only if the grapes are less than a beitza, even if they're exactly a beitza, also it should be mutter to do. Now the Gemara portion, Hossam over there, D of it. There it just says, if b'dievit, somebody did it, you should know it's Torah. And that's taka true. Here Rav Acha was giving us an eitzah metchila, how to do it. If you have grapes that are tamei and you want to make that the wine that comes out should be tor, I'm giving you an eitzah metchila what to do. If you ask me what to do, I'll tell you. Now, when I tell you what to do, there's a gzeira. Don't use the exact shear of a beitza, because maybe you'll take one a little bit bigger than a beitza. So therefore, we tell you metchila only take less than a beitza. The yavid hachel katchila gzeira dil masla never yosem mikabeitza. Maybe if we'll tell you take a grape the exact size of a beitza, maybe you'll take one a little bit bigger. Therefore, metchila we go and tell you no, take a grape that's less than a beitza. So therefore, even if you take one a drop bigger, it'll still be okay. So when you start squashing out the juice now comes out. So the grape is less than a beitza. It doesn't have a clear to matama the water. That's what Rav Acha bread Raviva was mechadish. Let's see Rashi. Rashi pochus mikibetza. Oichel tomei ein metama macherim. If you have oichel that's tomei and it's less than a beitza, it's not metama something else. The mela v'yenam koshle nesochim. The yenam metama, the juice, the wine that comes out now is tor. You can even use it for the mizbeach for nesochim. So what do you see Rav Acha holds? Kisova mashkin miskat pokid. Means mifkodimein betoich hazag. The juice inside the grape is like juice inside a sack. It's stored away there. The einam chibaloi, it's not considered attached to the grape. Elakimisha nice nine bekli. It's like you put juice inside a glass. Ugeshinitmo hazag, when the sherets touch the outside of the grape, loy nitmo mashke. The juice inside was not considered like the sherets touch the juice. Because the juice is not part of the pre. The juice is just like something stored inside the pre. Bichlal zag, yetum asoichlin. The lav oichel de kavosei. Because the juice inside the grape is not considered part of the grape. It's not part of the fruit. The sherets touch the zag, touch the outside shell of the grape, but not the juice inside. Yeah, the kavosei chashiv badayim. The tumas mashkin namiloi metamei. I, the kashir, is the right now, since the grape is tamei, the grape inside is touching the liquid. So why doesn't the grape be metama the juice inside the grape? Said Rashi. Afo pi shemashke mekabel tumah b'chol shum. Tlehevi shemashke lov meyulim. Because kol zman the liquid is inside the grape, but doesn't have a shemashke. It first gets the shem liquid when it comes out. It's like hidden liquid in there that never came out, yet doesn't have a shemashke. No, it's liquid. No, it's not part of the grape. It's a liquid stored away in the grape. But since this liquid never came out lavroilum, it doesn't have a locha like mashka to mekabel tumah. It's something stored away there. It's not part of the pre, but it doesn't get a shame mashkit until it comes out. Right. So now, right, the next Rashi, Yemus Metamoy, Mashkin, when could the water be Mekabel Tumah? When is it going to say Mashkin? Lechisachudu, when you squeeze it outside of the grape, now it's called Mashkin. V'yaneschotim noigim l'chol azagin yachad. V'chisachudu les l'shurei. Now when you squeeze out the grape and the juice comes out, there's no more shear of the grape. D'yein bezagin kebeitzum. Because the zagin, the grape, is not a shear of a beitzer anymore. Litei Tumah. Since Metchila you only took less than the size of an egg, so the juice that comes out can't be Mekabel Tumah from the grape. That's the Yetzer. Then Shlita Gemara B'Zoid, use exactly the shear of a Beitzer also, take a grape the size of an egg. But so what? When you start to squeeze out the grape, when the first drop of juice comes out, there's no more shear Beitzer, so it also shouldn't be Metama. Shlita Gemara says that's a Gzeirun. If you'll take exactly the size of a grape, that's a beitzah, we're afraid maybe you'll take a little bit bigger one. So now Rashi goes in at this, Rashi's mesupik about this. Rashi's mesupik, now oichel as makabel tumah metchila. What size oichel do you have to have if a sheres touches an oichel? First poshut Rashi shita is, the oichel has to be a kolshu. If a sheres touches either liquid, or a sheres itself touches an oichel, no matter how small that oichel is, it itself could be makabel tumah. The shear of a kebetz is only to matame something else. Once this oichel becomes tame, if there's a size of a beitz here, that's called a chashav oichel. Now, if it touches liquid, or if it touches something else, it can matame something else. But for an oichel to mekabel tumah itself, it doesn't need the size of a beitz. That's Rashi's shita. Now, at the end, Rashi wants to say, "Vani shamati the af mekabel tumah boy kebetz." Then Rashi says no, because this usually is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Taisa Shita is not like that. Taisa Shita is usually, even for an Eichel to receive Tumah, it also has to be the size of a Beitzah. A Sheres touches a small piece less than a Beitzah, it's not Mekabel Tumah. But Rashi Shita is here, it is Mekabel Tumah. So the Moravaita. So what happened is they told this over their Chiddush in front of Rav Chisda. So when Rav Chisda heard this, when Rav Chisda heard this, he answered back. Omalei Rav Chisda, man sayis lecho, who listens to you? Ol Rav Yechanan Ravcha. And even according to Rabbi Rav Yechanan. In other words, Rav Chisda argued on them. He didn't like what Rav Acha, Bred Rav Aviva, said over in the name of the Rabbi Rav Yechanan. So of course, Rav Chisda had a kashem, v'chi tumah sheben leichan ocha. What happened to the tumah? Hey, so Matrila had a grape here, and the sheretz touched the grape. He learns when the sheretz touched the grape, everything in this grape became tummy. The juice inside the grape also became tummy. So now then you squeeze the grape, what happened to the tumah? How could you say the juice that comes out is tor? How did it become tor? He holds the juice itself is part of the pre. So the Gemara Alma, what do we see with Chizdis Svar is? Alma Ksavar, Mashkin Mivla Bliya. He holds no. The juice inside the grape is tzidid Mivla Bolul inside the grape. It's considered part of the grape. He doesn't know this like you have juice stored away in a kli. It's considered mamish, part of the pre. So if a sheres touches a grape, what did he touch? He touched the pre. What's tummy now? The whole pre. What's part of the pre? The shell, the inside, and the juice inside is all part of the pre. That's what Chizda Svara. So once the sheres touched the grape, that the juice became tummy, uchl itmalei. Mashkin, right away it's Matama the Mashkin. So Bazai, how to become Tor? That's what Chizdis Taina. Omalei, so Rabavia, Rabacha Bar Rabavia, said back to Chizda. Omalei, Vyatloi Tizbro, the Mashkin Nifkat Kidi. They asked the Kashas of Chizda, how could you tell me that the juice inside a grape is considered part of the grape? It's for pshita, it's called nifkat pkidim. Means the juice is not part of the grape. The juice is something by itself. It's just stored away in the grape. What's the raya? V'yotanan, that was the mission we brought down before. V'yotanan, tomei mace. If we have a person that touched the mace, he's an avatuma now. She'esochat zesem v'yanovim. Enough of the Mishnah. If he goes and squeezes out now olives and grapes, mechuvonas kebetzon, that they're exactly the size of an egg. Is a locha torim. The juice that comes out is tor. It's that's a pillow. Why is the Jew's Torah? We're talking about here the Tamei Meis. He touches the grapes, right? He touches the grapes. So when he touched the grape, for sure the grape was Tamei. So why do you say the juice that comes out is Torah? Bishleim, if the juice inside the grape is not considered part of the grape, it's considered like water stacked away inside it. So when the water was inside the grape, it wasn't mekabel tumah because it's not called mashke yet. When does it get a shei mashke? When it comes out. When it comes out, there's no more shear of a beitzer in the grape. That's why it's torah. Eli Yarmit, but according to Rav Chisda, Mivla Bliya, you Rav Chisda hold that the juice inside the grape is mamish part of the grape. It's part of the pre. Amai Torim. So now that the Tom and Mace started to squeeze these grapes, he touched the grape. Well, just like he's Matama the grape, he was Matama the juice inside it. So how was the juice tor? It's a kasha Rav Chisda. Or Malay, Rav Chisda answers back like this. Hocha b'mayaskinon b'yanovim shloy hukshru. I tell you, we're talking about this Tomei Mace now is squashing down grapes. But the grapes themselves was not Hukshla Kabutumah. Water never went on top of these grapes. There was never water on the grapes. Leimus Mishashri, when does the grape become a Heksher? When is the first time water now comes on the grape to make it Royal Kabutumah? Lechi Sochitlu, when you squeeze out the grape. When you squeeze out this grape now, the juice has a shei mashker on it. Now this juice goes on the peri, and it makes the pre royal kabutumah. It's very good. As soon as he starts to squeeze the grape, we're talking about you have the grape exactly the size of an egg. So when he starts squeezing it, true, the juice comes out on the outside and makes the grape royal kabutumah. So this is good if you hold the kabutumah does need a shear revius, a shear of a beitzah. So, Melo, the grape itself, taka true, is not the size of a beitzer anymore. But so what? Since the mace is touching the grape becomes tummy. But if you want this grape now to be matama the mashka that comes out, no, the mashka is not a shiur of a kazayas anymore. Not a shiur of a beitzer. Oh, no, better. What was Rashi saying? Wait. Benechanami, no. Rashi says here, ki sochet lu, leislish yurei. When the tummy mace now, this person is squeezing the grapes, when is it hukshir? When the juice comes out. When the juice comes out, the fruit itself doesn't have the shiur of a beitzer. Senechnaim, it's not makabutumah now. The whole grape is not makabutumah. So, Drashu, kushenegeya biyoichol hanoguf. He only touched the dried part of the grape. Vidorcheyo atakas hamoduch, and he pushed it underneath the presser. Izein v'em shiur, kle makabutumah. The grape now by itself doesn't have a shiur kabutumah. The avizor maliga b'mashka. The person was very careful not to touch the juice itself. Kiratoni bedyum. Obavach lo yiga b'mokim b'mashka. So, according to this pshat, it only comes out good the way Rashi said before, in the second pshat, that you need a shiur revius, kebetza, lekabutumah. So, this grape now is not makabutumah, because the grape now is less than the size of a beitza. So even though the tummy mace is touching the grape, it is less than the size of a beitza. Now makabutumah. That's why the mashke is torn. That's true according to Reb Chisda. As if the grape would become tummy, avad the liquid inside would also be tummy. According to Reb Chisda, the juice in the grape is not as part of the grape. So we're talking about here that there was no heksher. So when the mace, tummy mace first touched the grape, it wasn't makabutumah. It's only when the juice comes out, then it's too late already. Then the grape is not the size of a beitza, it's not makabel tumah altogether. Yeah. Fighter. Brings the riot himself now. If Nyakse like me, hold the Tanya, that they will learn before. Holom is that doimer. They tell me before that you know what this chametz on Pesach, you know what it's doimer to? Le trumas tusim zeisim v'yanovim. If somebody makes truma zeisim v'yanovim, shenetumo that became tummy. And you give it to the kohen now. So you give to the kohen olives and grapes. What could the kohen do with tumidic olives and grapes? Shein le bo le heter achilo. He has no way to eat them, because since they're grapes that are tummy, it's truma, a kohen can't eat truma tumeya. V'loi heter asokam. He can't burn it, because you don't burn grapes. What are you doing burning grapes? Grapes have juice in it. You can't burn grapes, so he has no use from it. Fred Marakasha, according to Rav Chisda, ho heter achila nam yispei. Rav Chisda asked Marakasha, according to Rav Acham, what are you telling me now? The kohen can't use these tumeic grapes at all. Fakert.
According to Rav Acha, Rav Avom, the Kohen Mamash could even eat the grapes. No, I could eat them. The boy Doruchlu, Pachas Pachas Mikabetza. According to your Svara, like you said from your Rabbi Rav Chisda, if you give grapes that are Tomei, you give it to the Kohen for Truma, the Kohen Mamash could have real use from it. He could take these grapes, make sure each one by itself is less than a beta, and he'll start to squeeze it out, and the juice that comes out is Torah. Since the grape is less than a beta, it's not matama the juice, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, the juice is not part of the pre, so it's never makabel tumah before, so it's mamish edible. So why does the Braisa say, no, you can't use these grapes? Why not? You can make a mamish drinkable. No, here we're talking about tumah. It says if a person took grapes that were tumah already, before we're talking about it wasn't makabel tumah.
Saying is that it's not, the grape isn't
it. But here they were mekabel tumah. So it's a good kasha on Yenim. And for the Gemara, what you have to answer according to Rav Acha is Omarovo gzeiro dilmose bulu de takolo. Yitaka true. Midiraisa would be mutter. There would be an eitzah for the kohen to use these grapes. And the Yisrael gives truma grapes that are tomei to a kohen, really a kohen has neitzah to eat, to use them. But mit rabbonim though it's osur. It's the gzeira, if we're going to let the kohen hold on to these grapes and start squeezing out the grapes, we're afraid that he'll come to eat the grape the way it is. And that's an issa. So that's why the Braisa before said, there's no way the kohen could use it. Omalei Abaya, omicha shinu l'takol, is that true? We're afraid. If the kohen holds on to truma tomei, he'll come to eat it. The Yotanya, we learned like this. Madlikim bepasu v'shemin shel truma shenitzmas. If a Yisrael had made truma and the bread became tummy, or else there's shemin oil that became tummy, the locher is the kohen is allowed to use it. He's allowed to use these to burn with it. He could put it in his oven and burn the bread to use it for the fuel, or else the shemin he could use to burn. It's not the kasha. Why aren't we afraid that the kohen is going to keep it to use it? He'll come to eat it. You're telling me now, Rav, there's a gzeira. A kohen can never use tamadika fruits, even to squeeze it out and make the juice torum, because we're afraid he'll come to eat it. So why does it say here he's allowed to use the bread and the shemen? Or Malay, so Rav answered back like this. Pas, enech nami, if a kohen gets truma, that's bread, and tamay, the eitzer is zorek le ben eitzim. Right away he has to throw it ben eitzim. In other words, he has to make the bread dirty. If he makes the bread dirty, then we're not afraid to come to eat it. Nobody eats dirty bread. And the same thing, shemen. Shemen shel truma, romile bikli mois. The answer is, if you have shemen, this oil, right away throw it into a dirty keli. So mela, the shemen becomes not nice, therefore we're not afraid to come to eat it. Ben achanami, when you have it ben, it's edible, we're afraid the kohen will eat it. Therefore grapes, there's no way to dirty the grapes. Even if you dirty the grapes, so what? You squeeze out the grapes and get the juice, you'll still hold on to them. So there's a takola. Abaye Roma Mishrei de Chizkiya. V'rovi Romar Devei Reb Yitzchav Ramasna. Omer Rafuna. Loishonu Ela Pas. There's only true by Pas. Pas, you have such an eitzah that if a kohen gets truma, that's tomato, bread, he can make the bread dirty. Avochita Loi. But if somebody gives kohen chitim wheat, that's tamei, he has no way, he can't hold on to it. Why? Shema yovoi ben l'dei takolam. They're afraid maybe you come to eat it. So Rashi, the bottom Rashi, avachito, inami zorek lu, loy mimis. If you have wheat, so what if you throw it on the ground? It gets dirty. You could wash it off. So wheat that's tamei, a kohen's not allowed to use to burn. Because if he starts to use it to burn it, we're afraid maybe you come to eat it. So the other is a takola. Rabbi Yechonon Amar no, afilo chit, even wheat also. If you have the kohen's allowed to use the wheat and burn it, to have anor from burning it. Why? Why aren't we afraid? Maybe the kohen will come to eat it. If he's allowed to hold on to this wheat that's tamei, a truma, maybe he'll eat it. And the more, like Rav Ashi gave a teretz, Rav Ashi, bishlikto umisto.